Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast. Hello, welcome to the return. India is back, he said, losing all moisture in his throat. That's how excited I am. I'm joined by two people who can still talk, I hope. Carl Cumbers and Perry Hamilton, gentlemen. Hello.
Good evening. Again, how's it going?
Yeah. Nice all
to
well.
See you. Yeah. Oh yeah, always nice to see it. Looking forward to some India.
I love India.
Do you?
I think really? It's a wonderful country.
Okay, how do you feel about the circuit, Michael?
Well, I don't mind. I don't feel like I don't know the circuit. And the problem is this will be the third Indian Grand Prix, I think. And it isn't scheduled for 2014, so we might not get to know
India. Are they confident of 2015, though? Well, I don't really know the reason behind not going this year.
No, I
think with Bernie, it all boils down to money.
Money. Must be, yeah. And I think that's what it is.
He's got to get some other races in, and we've already got a calendar that is bursting at the seams. Still, as I said, it's the third running of the Grand Prix. Guess who's won the only other two Grand Prix there?
Ooh,
it's a difficult one.
I'm going to go with...
Which one?
That dude with the... Oh, if only I could think of his helmet design.
I'll give you a clue. It's a finger.
Oh, God, I could tell you what finger
it's
it would
finger.
Be.
It's a finger. Sebastian Vettel
of course he has.
He's the only person to win the Indian Grand Prix in its two runnings since 2011. Checking my maths. Sebastian Vettel arrives with a 90-point lead in the Drivers' Championships. And there are only 100 points available, which I think... I don't know what that means, but it effectively means it's very likely
he will win the title.
Fifth, is it?
He wins the title, isn't it?
Fifth or better, he wins the title. So there we go. Are we expecting him to do it?
Yes. Quite clearly,
yeah. I think that's going to happen, isn't it? So ho-hum. Is it a good thing if he just gets it sorted? Can we then sort of get on with other matters, or does it really...
I'd be quite pleased if he finishes fifth, gets out of the way, and somebody else on the podium.
Love it.
Yeah.
Everyone wins. Everyone wins, Kyle.
We might get that as a prediction.
It's best to just get out of the way and then we can move on to other battles.
Love it.
See, I don't know, though. I don't know. Knowing that you've just got to finish fifth, I don't think Seb's going to look at it that way.
No.
Seb's going to go into this race and he's going to think, I've got to win this. And the thing about, when you say he wins it, he gets presented, you know, world champion, congratulations, Seb, four in a row, fantastic, well done. He's then going to go into the next race thinking, I've got to win this. That's how he operates. He literally, it's almost like he is, I don't want to associate him with such a cool animal, but he's like a shark. And I think it was the character of Hooper in Jaws. He said, all it does is swim, eat, and make little sharks. And all Sebastian Vettel does is walk, eat, and win Formula One championships. That's all he does. And it's so well focused on that. So I think this whole finishing fifth or anything, we'd like to... No. He's out there to win. It's not going to be like if he gets overtaken on the first lap, but he's running third. You'll hear Rocky saying, you know, calm down, Sebastian. It's okay. We're in a good position. Seb's still going to go for those overtakes. He is that kind of racer.
He is, which, to be honest, is, I think, for me, his most redeeming feature, definitely. Kudos for taking this long in your EDP F1 career to bring in a Jaws reference. I think you've done quite well.
I feel it was well overdue.
Very, very overdue. Most important weekend for... I suppose this could be a bit of a write-off question, but man's going to win the World Championship.
Yeah.
Oh God! I feel I've stifled that debate somewhat.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you want to look after you, Carl? Please, no.
I think I said it last week, but I think for the drivers, you haven't got drivers yet next year. I think to keep, you know, I mean, you shouldn't judge drivers on just the last few Grand Prix of a season, but you know, it is important for likes of Massa to get good results. Keeping the. Are we talking about them? So teams look at them. So yeah,
I'm going to give a very Michael Bailey friendly answer to this question. I think it's most important for Caterham. I think Caterham need to really nail down, the money that they can get. They need a 12th place. They need to get that position. They need to get those finishes ahead of Marussia, and they need to get 10th place in the championship.
Also, around that 10th or 9th position, because Williams only got 1 point. So if you do have a crazy race, and you can get
ninth. Oh, you could pick up a point.
Yeah, Marussia and Caterham could get 9th and 10th, and Williams could be the one.
Maybe we'll get a few retirements. That would that would be a big help. I think Caterham are sort of having chats with Heikki Kovalainen, so maybe 10th place, and we'll see the magic man back.
Oh, we can, but
shake and bake. I've lost my train of thought with that. It's thrown me. All right, then Caterham. Yeah, I like that. Who else? Maybe Esteban Gutierrez. I think he's having a very good run of it, and good result could secure his place at Sauber next year. And I suppose if Force India are serious about getting Nico Hülkenberg, they could do with a decent weekend to prove that they've got or will have a car that merits the German's return. No, which I
still
really
think that's pie in the sky. I don't think Nico.
Pie in the sky, Eddie. You heard it from Ped here
first. That's right.
Pie in the sky. All right then, well, I'm not sure we're that bothered about who imported the weekend is for. Well, we are bothered about predictions. Here we go. This is what we all had for Japan, and it was us three trio. Ped, you said you went for the big one. Vettel to win the race, to be world champion, to finish on, to sit on pole and to have the fastest lap.
I did.
I gave you a kudos point for being brave to go through all those things, but you only get a point for him winning the race because nothing else happened.
Yeah,
but
no, that's fine.
That's not bad.
I'm okay with that.
Hülkenberg, P4.
I wasn't far off with that.
You missed out very late on.
Yeah.
Button top 8. I think you missed out with that quite late on as well. Possibly. I can't really remember. I think it was fairly close. I said that Grosjean would outperform Raikkonen.
Button was in 9th.
9th. There you go. I thought it was.
So close.
I thought it was. And that was quite late as well.
Yeah.
I said that Grosjean would outperform Raikkonen. Boom. I said that Webber would finish top 4 after rebuilding his car, which they did. Boom. Got that. And I said Vettel P2 or P3. If I'd said podium, I'd have been okay.
You'd have been all right.
But I'd have been a full house, clean
suit. Has that ever happened before?
I'm not sure, actually.
I mean, for you, it's obviously not happened for me. It's obviously happened for me.
I can tell you, it definitely hasn't happened for me. I don't know, actually. It's a good question. So I had a very good week. Kyle, Hamilton pole, Hamilton win, De Resta and Bottas going out in Q1. I love those, but they're pretty hard to get right. Yeah. Grosjean podium. Stick with the Roman, that's what I say. All in all, that means I have overtaken DT again to return to second place behind Ped, who's still comfortably ahead. Kyle, you're ensconced in fourth. You're fine, you're all right. You could a good weekend and you can still maybe catch up on DT or myself.
So you could in fact say that, much like a lot of the Formula One season this year, the EDP F1 podcast prediction league is thoroughly exciting to watch if you just forget who's in the lead and has pretty much led since the very beginning of the season, I think.
It has pretty much been the case.
Do I get my fiver back off you if I win the prediction league?
No, not at all. It's got nothing to do with money.
Damn you, Williams, and your 1 point.
Unless we enter into another bet, but that might
be better, Marussia. Next year, be better.
Which only leaves our predictions for India. So I must admit, I'm going to have a think about these because I haven't really got an idea. So, Kyle, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm going to start with my out in Q1.
Oh, I love
predictions.
These. I do love them.
Do you love his out in Q1?
I'm going to go
Sutil.
Okay.
Because I think Force India's struggling. And I think he's struggling at the moment.
Oh, on home turf as well, effectively. Home turf.
Yeah.
For the team.
Yeah. Sutil. I'm going to go another Williams. I'm going to change my mind this week. I'm going to go Maldonado.
Okay.
Q1. I think I'm going to go Grosjean to out-qualify Raikkonen and Massa to out-qualify Alonso. I'm sticking to qualifying, actually. I better predict one for the race. I'm sure he's just going to have one last victory before he retires. Oh, Mark Webber.
Yes!
Victory.
That is what I want to hear. Not sure it'll happen, but I want to hear it.
I'm going to go with a Mercedes lockout of the front row.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to tell you who's who, but I'm going to tell you a Mercedes lockout at the front row in quali. And I'm going to go Hamilton win from that, because they can command the race when they're in front, I can tell you that. Looking at this circuit, I've got a little layout of the circuit here in front of me. There are some really nice long straights. You're going to get some supreme power out of that Mercedes engine. The other side of it is that sort of the last sector of the track is very twisty, some good corners, nice high-speed corners, so your Red Bulls are going to be strong as well. So I'm going to say Hamilton's going to win, but the other two podiums are going to be Red Bulls. which means effectively that Vettel will win the championship.
Okay.
But the Vettel winning the championship isn't an official prediction because I think that's a foregone conclusion. So okay. I'm not going to try and jump that bandwagon and go, oh, I say win the championship and get points. So I'm not going to do that.
You can if you want.
No. That's cheap. That's cheap points. And that's not how you build an empire, Michael.
I'm going to take you down with some cheap points.
So, okay, fine. You can get your cheap points. But that's what I'm saying. So I'm going to go Merck lock out the front row, Hamilton to win on the Sunday, and the other two podiums will be Red Bulls. And I'm going to go one crazy... What can I go? I'm going to say a very, very... Both McLarens in the points. That's okay. What I'm going to go with. Both McLarens are going to get points this weekend.
That is a bold one. Okay, well, I don't think Sebastian Vettel will win the race. Now, you might say that's easy, but for someone who's won so many races and won there in two last 2 years, I think that's quite a big call, personally. I don't think Sebastian Vettel will win the race. I think he'll be a Mercedes on pole.
Then we're in agreement on that.
Yep. Yeah, you got me there. I also think there'll be a Lotus on the podium.
Ooh.
But I don't really want to go into specifics. I'm going into team specifics.
You don't have to, yeah.
And I'm going to actually enjoy Kyle's Q1 exit. I'm only going to say one. I think Gutierrez is going to go out in Q1. Ooh, it's a track he doesn't know.
Mighty have fallen.
It's a track he doesn't know. And I think he might just struggle to get through as well as Sauber are doing. So there we go. Nothing too spectacular. Only one name on it, but you know, okay. We're business end of the season. I'm going to say you've got to finish to finish.
Well,
first,
I've only
whatever
put,
that saying was
to finish first you have that's to finish.
Yeah.
I've only put one name on mine, which is Hamilton. The rest is all team malarkey.
So. I don't feel bad now. Cool, gents. Well, let's see how many of those joyous efforts come true. We're making quite a good fist of it this year. He said with a smile on his face.
Hey, I'm not doing too badly.
No, you're all right, aren't you? Yeah, well, we're ignoring you, don't forget. Right then, so India, enjoy it, as it may be the last time, although I'm sure they'll be back in future. Indian Grand Prix this coming weekend. Get a hold of us. We may even be watching the race as you do, although my alarm didn't go off for Japan. Oh. I actually slept through it. My alarm was set and it didn't go off.
I set my alarm for 10 to 7 and I prepped the night before. I wasn't going to get up for it. I had the tablet PC of a particular brand down by the side of the bed. I had my headphones in. It was fully charged. My alarm went off at 10 to 7, and I very slowly, so as not to wake my fiancé, who was next to me, slowly shuffled my pillows up so I could get to a sort of semi-seated position, and then popped open the tablet PC and opened up the BBC iPlayer and watched it on that, and just watched it with my headphones on. And then literally as soon as the checkered flag came down on Vettel, I watched a bit of the parade lap because I do like seeing the Japanese stewards get really involved, and then turned it off and went back to sleep for another couple of hours. It was golden.
Fair enough. Did you tweet?
No, because I was so asleep. I was so tired, and I needed both hands to hold the iPad. I mean, tablet PC up. And my phone was there, and I didn't have enough energy to do that, really. Plus, crazy. Tweeting uses internet, and I was streaming over the internet.
You don't want to clog that up.
No, that's
it. I did get up for qualifying and the race.
Awesome work.
Oh, you know, commitment.
That makes you a better person than
it does.
I got up at 5 for qualifying.
Good Lord, Kyle. Someone's doing it right.
More of that level of commitment from Kyle, certainly, for India. And the best place to get us on Twitter, if you want to, and we'll maybe be on Twitter for the Indian Grand Prix. You never know.
Indian Grand Prix is at 9:30 in the morning or something.
It's
I'll be on Twitter.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah, perfect time. I'll be
Sunday
on Twitter
breakfast
for that.
Time,
definitely. Yeah. Tweet away, good friends.
Don't get out of bed for midday. At Michael J. Bailey.
At PedHD56.
At KCumbers.
Or at EDPF1. At the EDPF1 Facebook page, facebook.com/EDPF1. And EDP24.co.uk/F1. For the latest Lotus and Caterham news, my weekly Formula One column in the Eastern Daily Press, and all the other gubbins, including a link to this very podcast. We'll be back post-India. Getting very close to the end of the season now, gents. Exciting times.
Sad times.
Sad times.
Because we have to wait all the way from November to March for the season to start again. What a horrible 5 months, 4 months that is.
Yeah. Long old time.
You want to try suffering when your sport's not on TV, you should follow the NFL. You get it from September to February, and that's it.
We're not turning this into an NFL advert. We're stopping there. We will see you soon. Bye for now.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.